Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey everybody, happy July 5th. It's me, Mike J. Welcome to Unscripted Radio. I am joined by the lovely Miss Patriotic Texas Don't Go Long Gone Home Down Home girl from Pasadena. Wait, that's California. Anyway, Karen's here.
Hello everybody.
I had it all worked out, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And my trailer park buddy from the East Coast, Auburn, Mr. Jeffrey.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You give this bitch such a grand entrance. I'm the one getting married. Fuck you.
To our beautiful, talented bride of the show, the wonderful, the extraordinary, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is on the line also.
Yes, absolutely.
How was that?
That's right. Well, that's much better. Where the hell? I think that's Katrina. I think she just popped in because her and I were just on the phone. She's like, do we have 2 minutes until we need to be on air? I'm like, oops.
I'll unmute her and find out.
And the wonderful, extraordinary, talented...
Yeah, all those things. That's me. I'm all those things. Just ask my mama.
The banging chick I know.
And can I tell you?
Yeah, thank you.
We're chatting a little bit. I get a text from Scotty Tuhati. It says, I'm RSVPing to your wedding. Kat is my date, as you know already. Can you text me her number so I can coordinate colors with her?
Love it.
He finally has accepted.
It's about damn time he's acting appropriately.
No, he better bring a flower or two.
It took a while. The boy finally took his dose to act right.
I want to ask him about his cooking skills.
Why, since I don't?
Right.
Yeah, I had another friend text me, do you need any help with the wedding? What's going on? I'm like, chick, are you nervous? I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm fine. Just maybe a tidbit of panic. I'm like cooking for 200 people. She's like, well, if you need anything, call me. She's like, but I can't cook.
200? Are you sure 200 Jello shots is going to be enough there, Papita?
What?
Yeah, because the first 100 is going to me.
Yeah. Oh, and are you going to tell Michael what your request was, you cracky bitch?
Yeah, Mike, can you do me a favor, please, and use the sugar-free, calorie-free Jello? Because I'm going to eat half of those shots. And so I'm supposed to be doing a damn bikini show. I need to be camera-ready and cut calories where I can.
Is there a certain particular flavor of that nasty-ass Jello you'd like me to buy?
No, I trust you.
Michael, if it is my day, I would like a lot of exorbitant amount of strawberry and orange. I don't do cherry.
Mm. Okay, hold on. I'm actually writing this on a post-it note right now because I'm going to take myself to the store this weekend and I have to get
the
cup. So let's see. We want
sugar-free.
If you could pick up about 6 gallons of deck paint, that would be great too. Thanks.
Yeah, because I'm going to bring
and
that
then
back.
And then if you could hire a really hot handyman and pay him to paint it for us while we watch, that'd be great too, thanks.
Yeah.
Can we get Jeffrey's little brother to do it? That's hot.
If you can find five volunteers to help cook with Jeffrey, that would be great, thanks.
Yeah.
Put on wedding dishes.
No, I think I've got it covered. I'm actually going to call my cousin at 10. He just texted me before the show. He was a chef, and he's an amazing cook, and he's offered to help a lot. So I'm going to try to bring him in. He's, like, just now going back to work, but I'm, like, going to see if I can get him for the 3 days, and I'm going to pay him well and make it worth his while to kind of make so I don't have to deal with it as much, and I can just kind of oversee in passing.
Brilliant. There you go. See, we told you the whole cooking your own wedding thing was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Now that I am coming and it is around the corner, I'm glad that you are coming to your senses and realizing it's way more important to get drunk with me.
Well, that was kind of the issue. That's kind of where it went wrong, is when I realized Katrina was getting here on Wednesday, Mm-hmm. I knew that there was a, there's no fucking way I'm going to be sober enough to handle all this.
Okay. Finally. Finally, you're thinking with your brain. That a girl.
Yeah. Bride to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There you go.
Ooh,
so,
Jeffrey, it's like a week, a little more than a week, Jeffrey.
I know.
Oh,
like,
guys,
did
guys.
Did you post last night?
What?
No.
Oh, I realized I was in the clear marrying Joe when I walked into the bathroom last night, and I really could have sworn that I cleaned it, and that fucking bitch was spotless. I knew I was marrying the right
man. I saw your post. That is the best thing you could ever see as a man, woman, partner, whatever.
I'm like, you know what? After all these years beating it in his head, that bitch can clean like a thumb, bitch. God bless his heart.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's how you know you picked the right one.
Right.
Yep, that, for me, like, that's the biggest thing. This bitch knows how to clean a bathroom.
Oh, and that's the hardest room to clean. Whew. That's the worst room to clean.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
but, you know,
the most important thing is finding someone who can deal with my alcoholism.
Yeah.
Well, he likes to drink heavily, so we're good. You know, we didn't do anything for the 4th. We spent the entire day, well, he really moved all the furniture out of the living room, the dining room, and polished the floors and mopped them. And then we did the hallway, the daycare room. We still got to do the downstairs bathroom, the upstairs hallway, and the bedrooms and spare bedrooms. But it's coming along.
Yeah, you for sure got a keeper.
Yeah, you do. I don't know anybody who does that.
Yeah, he busted his ass. So we didn't barbecue nothing. We cleaned.
Wow.
Well, that's fine. I outsourced my barbecue to my dad. Me and dad had burgers, and we watched the fireworks from my balcony. I saw, like, 8 different hotel fireworks from my balcony. It was so cool. Because I don't like to go out and enter the streets on amateur hour, like the big drinking holidays here, and that's not my thing.
Right, right. No, I don't blame you on that. You're
pretty
crazy.
I was surprised. I got a text from Miss Katrina, and she was saying that she was laying low. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I was behaving.
Well, me, on the other hand, I went with my boyfriend and my sister. We went to Griffith Park, and we spent, like, half the day with his family, and we were at Griffith Park just doing the whole park barbecue family thing. Then me and my sister went to my really good girlfriend's house in Malibu, and
partied up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were watching. Saw the fireworks right off the ocean. I have to post some pictures because I got some good ones. And then we just stayed up super late over there, just like, you know, margaritas. I had a great margarita. You know me and my margarita.
Yeah.
Like, eating so much that day, I was feeling guilty. I didn't even want to drink calories. Yeah, right?
Girl.
So I just was like chilling. Oh, and then, get this, guys. I bought a bottle of that Skinny Girl margarita. It was horrible.
It's strong. The shit is so strong.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't like it. What's wrong with it?
It's all alcohol.
It needs to be, but it's just not, like, you know how a margarita is supposed to taste, like, sweet, sour, and alcohol, but, like, there's, like, all alcohol, no sweet, no sour. It's just, ugh.
Well, that's, it is all alcohol because there's no calories. That's why. Yeah, no, I know. Here's what you got to do with the Skinny Girl.
And
you pour it over ice, but what she forgot to tell you was that you got to pour in sugar-free Sprite, Diet Sprite, add Diet Sprite.
Oh, Diet Sprite?
Yeah.
I knew it. I told my sister, what if I added a Sprite to it? I bet it would make it taste better.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're going to
make it would, definitely.
Sprite makes everything taste better, I got to say. But, you know, I'm really excited right now, guys, because I while y'all were chatting amongst yourselves, I found a recipe for white grape champagne Jello shots.
Hell yeah, bring it on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I got to make this a little bit wedding themed. And Jeff is taking it out.
I love it.
Room,
that's
so it'll
be
a surprise.
Fancy.
But,
fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to cost me a small friggin' fortune. I can see that already.
You can probably cut some corners, though. Because on, like, those kind of shots, I mean, it's like you can get the mid-level champagne. You don't have to put
don't
like,
listen to her. Don't listen to her.
Honey, I was going to get
she's
the
just saying that
because
she's not there.
I was going to get the $9 bottle. What are you talking about?
I was
okay, there you
like,
go.
you can fake the funk on a mixed drink, but you can't fake the funk if you're just drinking it straight up. Like, you got to have the good shit if you're drinking it straight up. But if you're putting some Jello, you're really ruining it, so you could probably
Are you saying that Jello shots are ghetto?
No, yes. I'm saying they're great, but I'm just saying the sugar and the Jello and all that stuff ruins the actual champagne. It's not like, you know, it's, you're changing it all up. So, no, I'm not saying it's ghetto at all. I love a good Jello shot. I'm not a hater.
Well, listen, we're going to have some Jello shots on the reality show.
I know, right?
And then, you know, after...
you mean our drunk show?
Yeah, our drunk show. We're going to get a little bit... We're going to get a little bit feisty and start throwing Jello at each other. Now that
buddy.
I'm throwing plate.
Oh, listen,
I
can't
hope
you've
got insurance for that rental house.
No. Have we even found the house yet?
I think Mike did. He sent me
Mike
one. I said, I like it. I want it. So Mike just needs to book it.
Send me a check and I will.
Yeah, I'll send you a check after next week. But go get it on there. Okay, son?
Yeah, I don't have
that
much room.
That wasn't the house, Mike. Which one was it, the one in Studio City or the one in Hollywood? I saw two of them, or saw three of them.
It was whatever one that had a pool. That's all I know.
I don't think I sent you
right?
any of them with a pool.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
see your mom's dolphins.
Well, and then he sent me one, which was funny, that I looked at, but it's a resort. It's not a house. And then I did look at timeshares, and I love how we're doing this on air.
They're
getting a special treat. Joe's parents' timeshares, I don't know. I'm going to have Karen look because it goes by, like, area, like, Central Coast, this kind of coast, that kind of coast, and I couldn't find anything near where we needed to be that I knew of. So I'm going to have to have Miss Ashley take a peek because I'm like blind leading the blind over here.
Right, yeah, you have to just give it to me and tell me and I'll go, no, it ain't going to work. Or, yay, it's perfect. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it work. I really think we should just get a house in the hood and, like, you know, really make it interesting.
Hey, there's a house in the hood. It's got a pool. We good.
Look, I like the one that was $700 a week and had an inflatable hot tub. That's the one I like.
Inflatable hot tub?
Yeah.
What the hell is an inflatable hot tub?
It's a portable one. It's like those honey pot pools. You blow that shit up, you put it up for a couple of days, then you can take it down and bring it to your friends.
Yep.
Is that like the one in Bad Boys that falls apart a few times?
Why?
In the movie
really
Bad Boys 2?
Okay, no, Mike, you did send me one, and I think it's one of the ones I saw, too. It's Big Safe Private Home near Universal Studios in Studio City. It has 3.5 baths, 4 bedrooms, so Karen and Katrina will all sleep together.
And it's big and safe. I like how they have to mention that, really. That means that it is not big or safe.
It's a gated home.
Gated?
I'll go look at it, Katrina. I'll go peep the scene, because you know me.
Now,
like,
and just remember, like, I've dated Power Rangers, but I'm not, like, that martial arts inclined, okay? So, please get one where it doesn't require me to have extensive knowledge of weapons, because the only weapon I know how to use is my cleavage and nunchucks.
The kitchen is very, very...
We will be okay if she uses her cleavage. I'm just saying.
The problem with this is the kitchen is just not as open as I wanted it to be for the show.
Oh,
I wanted the island. I wanted it to look like, okay, in my head, I know it's horrible. Melissa Rivers' house in Malibu, that's what I was thinking. Or Shannon Doherty.
Where is my Power Ranger pimp flap? Because this fool has just lost
his
mind.
Yeah,
seriously.
I'm going to let
Katrina,
you work this out. I'm gonna,
maybe in season two, buddy. Maybe in season two. Okay? But for now, I'm going to need you to come back down to Earth.
I am an Earth.
Listen, Kat, you and me are going to book a room at the Marriott, and we'll just leave this house business to the other folks.
Listen.
I'm okay with that.
You know what? Don't fucking get cheap on me now, because I will cut your ass, okay? You were going to be here in a week sleeping in my house. I will shave your fucking eyebrows off and then tie your dick to a telephone pole. Don't fuck with me.
Wow.
I'm not
Well, it's a big donkey. He could probably tie it to the telephone pole while you're still sleeping in the house.
There's three of us. That's $1,500 for the week. That's more than enough.
Excuse me. Okay, let's get into this conversation now, because I know I've had it with the girls. Girls, When y'all go out, like Karen, with you and your man, and let's say you got a single friend, and or a couple single friends, or whatever the case is, but there's a group of you going out. Let's say you're going to get a limo, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, or not even a limo, but you're going to go. We'll do. Let's actually do what it is. You're going to go rent a house or whatever for a vacation. Now,
okay.
Now, if there's a couple, do you charge each person individually, or do you go by a couple?
I go by a couple as one person. Because they're just taking up one room.
Yeah, you're just taking one room.
Thank you.
Then I'll be staying at the Marriott, and you can have the house to your couple self, because it's your honeymoon anyway.
What, Mike, what are you trying to do? You're trying to individually charge them?
Anything we do, Mike's like, well, it'll be like between the four, because it'll be like him, Amy, Mike, or Joe, and myself. And he's like, well, between the four of us, I'm like, bitch, no, it don't work that way, because mine and Joe's money is together. There's nothing separate here.
Mm-hmm.
And why
I'm like, so
problem?
Really, you're charging me twice, and we're fucking taking up the same space as you and Amy.
It sounds like that is like, that's the way you do things when it's single people, or like a school trip, or like a work trip, or like, you know, all of that where it's not a couple.
Well, since apparently I'm going to be paying for two folks and I'm only one folks, guess what ad is going up on adamforadam.com later tonight?
Who wants to come for an all-expenses-paid trip to L.A.?
Exactly.
Be prepared to earn your keep.
Exactly. I will have somebody.
I don't care if you bring somebody, just don't bring any crazy motherfuckers.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to have so many different tricks in and outside of that house, from L.A., from Pasadena, from all of, I'm going to be putting ads up everywhere.
Listen, buddy.
Michael, I think what you didn't realize was we already planned on you having tricks because they're being filmed, so you're going to be the horror of the show.
Well, as long as you can get them to sign a release, but either way, I'm not paying for two rooms.
Why would you pay for two rooms?
I will sleep on a couch and pay half a people rate.
Oh, Lord. Mike, are you really that sweet?
Yeah, I'm going to have Karen mediate.
Yeah, let's mediate this. Okay, so obviously Jeffrey and Joe will be in one room, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll be in a room. So I'm just trying to understand why they would pay individually if they're using one space.
Because it's like with three people. You go in, so what? If we're renting a car, we're only going to split that two ways when them motherfuckers ain't occupying one seat. Hell, between them, they occupy three seats.
Because our money's together.
So, no. That's just you trying to get out of paying for stuff.
If you're doing a group activity like skydiving and you have to rent a plane and they're taking up a seat,
has to pay for themselves.
Then, that's different. But lodging, since you're sharing a room, is, no, that doesn't get broken down into another person.
If they went to a hotel, they would pay for one room. They wouldn't pay for two. They would pay for one.
Well, right.
Right.
And it's staying in that one room. It's a hotel. Obviously, if we were staying three in one room, so how's that work if it's three people in one room? You splitting it three ways or are you splitting it two?
You're splitting
two ways
it two.
Because it's one bed.
One bed that they're sleeping in.
This is what Mike doesn't realize. It's for a decade, I was always the single friend of all my lesbian friends who were all in couples. It was always half. Like, I never got to be like, oh, well, you two are together, so you two have to pay the same amount as me. Like, it was you're paying half and I'm paying half. Like, it's not their fault that I'm single.
Right.
And then when I got in a relationship.
Not how it's going to roll with me, so I'm just telling you that now.
Wow.
Mike is not having it. He is not having it.
That's hilarious. Well, Mike, if you want to save some extra pennies and get a free show, you should just bunk with me, because after Morphicon, I'm not going to be bunking alone. There will be a Power Ranger with me. Not sure which one yet, but...
I'm getting a show. I'm down for it.
Yeah, you could even learn something.
That is hilarious. Oh my God,
this is going to backfire on him, because he's going to be so cheap and whatever, and then he's going to get something, and have a tantrum, and he's going to go get his own place, which is going to cost him $800 to $1,000. So he's going to end up spending more because he's a stubborn ass than if he would just be a team player.
No, I'll take the money I would have spent on L.A. and take myself to, like, London or Cancun or something. I ain't under
How
no
are
contract.
You
going
to get to London cheaper than
I
you're
going
to get to L.A.? Get out of here.
I can't anyway. I don't have my passport. I didn't renew it. Well, I got that. I can't travel outside of the contiguous city states or whatever they are.
I love it now. He's going to just blow off the whole reality show to go to London or Cancun.
I know. He dissed us real quick.
Wow. Yeah, good thing it's coming up around the corner, though. He doesn't have enough time to book a trip like that.
Yeah, and we're not having it.
I haven't booked any trips anywhere, so.
Oh, man. Michael,
oh,
you really
man.
Are something else.
I'm just telling you. When the finances get worked out, be prepared, because I ain't freaking paying a double rate.
You're not paying a double rate. You're paying a single rate.
Right.
We all are.
All to yourself.
All right, well, how about this then? I share a room with Jeffrey and Joe.
You're still paying half.
You're still paying a single person's rate, and so are they.
You pay for your bed. That's what how it goes. You pay for the bed you sleep in.
Right, and if you fill it up with 10 people, good for you. And if you fill it up with one, good for you. It's still the same rate.
And a couple summers ago, there was a couple couples of us. There was, like, Joe, me and Joe, and it was when Lil Shan was with her girlfriend and Big Shan and my cousin. And then there was Jade and Grant, and then there was a couple single people. Everybody was paying the same rate. Like, there was no, like, okay, because they're single, they're paying less. Like, they're still taking up a bedroom.
Right.
Right.
And that's how it works. You pay for your bed.
House. Find a very cheap house, because I am not charging 1 cent of this trip.
Do you hear how angry he is?
I know. Don't get mad. We're just having a discussion.
I'm just letting you know how it is.
Well, you should let us know how you think it's going to be, bitch.
He says that now, but wait till he's getting it in, and then talk to him, and he'll be like, this is the best trip ever.
Right? Nah, nothing will ever top London. Nothing.
You say
okay,
that.
You're
going
to be filming a reality show.
We're doing something bigger than London ever could be. I've been to London. London's cool, but it ain't this cool.
I could not agree more.
Mike hating on the damn show again.
I ain't hating it. I'm just letting you know how it is.
Well, no, that's not how it is. Let's take a vote in the chat room.
Yeah. Guys, tell us if we're being wrong. And if we are,
call
we
into
are.
The, what's that number?
What number?
What's the cell phone number. They can call in and leave their messages. If they don't want to call in, they can call in and leave us messages or text us. 323-something.
Something.
There's an 818 in there? I don't remember anymore.
No, you changed it.
So, 323-379-4877.
Okay, good. And now all of you in the chat room, I see you all, Allison, Daniel, Heather, Jennifer, Johnny, Lashana, Togu said in his opinion, Mike is a demon child.
Mike, okay. That's your boy calling you out right there.
No, but we want to know, call in to the show, 323-417-6705, or call us on the hotline, and let us know what you think. If you are a single person going with a couple and you're going to a hotel or going to a resort, do you charge each person or does the couple pay one? Or tell us in the chat room. Go ahead. We're waiting.
Yeah, I'm interested because if we're wrong, we're wrong. But if we're not,
Well, yeah, here's the newsflash for you, though. I don't care what they necessarily think because when it comes down to it, it's going to be I pay what I pay and that's that. So, I mean, feel free to call in all you want. I'm just letting you know now.
Ouch. Feisty pants. Mr. Feisty Pants. Mike is Mr. Feisty Pants.
Mikey, I've never known you to be so feisty.
I kinda
like
him. Have
you
met him?
No,
well, I'm just excited about the Jello shots and those fancy champagne white grape ones you found.
I don't know, Katrina. Yeah. You're going to have to pay for those. You're going to have to pay a double rate for those Jello shots.
That's fine. I'll get a sponsor on the way. I'll pick up on whoever I'm sitting next to on the airplane and say, hey, buy me some shots.
Now, if you can get Absolut to sponsor the Jello shots, I'm in.
Well, I don't have an Absolut sponsor, but I have a tequila sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Are you bringing me tequila? That's what I need to know.
I'm mailing it to you.
Well, how's it going to get here in time?
Bitch, I can overnight that shit.
Yeah, it's not going to take that long.
Yeah, so my bridesmaid gown, just I got word, it's being shipped over from China right now. I paid for overnight service, and that was 3 weeks ago, and it's just now being shipped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What's up with that? And I didn't know it was in China, or I probably would have ordered a size 4. I ordered a size 2, thinking I'd be all skinny from the bikini party show, and now I'm worried. There's no way I'm a Chinese size 2. No way.
No way, girl.
I'm like
right.
A Chinese size 8. I'm like an American size 2. There's a difference.
Right.
They don't
have
these childbearing hips in China.
These bitches in the chat room are all sorts of confused. They're talking about first dates. Honey, we're not talking about a first date. We're talking about rooming together.
Yeah,
okay,
you're already past the first date, hopefully, if you're shacking
up. One in the chat room says, couples pay together and singles pay their own way.
Exactly.
He doesn't
it amazes me how you've taken so many trips with your friends. I can't travel with couples. I've never had couple friends that I cared to go anywhere with.
I guess
it's
because
I don't like that many people in general. So finding someone to go on vacation with for me is very difficult because I like to go all out when I travel, and not everybody does that.
Right.
I like to drink a lot. I like nice dinners. I like nice hotels. Like, I will save and save and save and not go until I can do it the
right
way. All right.
Well, how about this then? You go out to dinner. You splitting it three ways, or is all of a sudden then it gets split in two, then
no,
there too?
No, that's three ways because that's food.
Different.
Every person's getting their own meal.
Right. If it's food or activities, like I said, that you each pay individually. But if it's a bed, and it doesn't matter how many people you stick in it, it's a bed.
That's like if you got a roommate, Michael, or if you, let's say you ended up moving home and you came to live here.
God,
I mean,
help us
I'm up. Not going to charge you half because you're one person. And, like, Joe, it's our house. But you'd have, like, it wouldn't be divided three ways either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you move in with somebody that's already a couple, you can't expect them to divide the rent three ways. They're going to divide it two ways on
right.
normal situation.
You pay for your room.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, if you were to get an apartment with Amy, okay?
Yeah,
and then
it's
Jerry moves in. But if Jerry moves in with Amy, that doesn't mean you pay less.
Yeah, I should. That's three people.
Maybe you pay less
their
utilities, but
together.
Your rent should probably stay the same.
No, that's basically like if he moved in, then I'd be looking at his dumb ass like he's a fucking freeloader.
Oh, man.
No, because he's paying half of Amy's rent. That would just be if you got in a relationship and your partner moved in, you wouldn't be expected to pay more in rent.
Wait, if I had my partner move in, why would I pay more? I would pay less because then you're splitting it another way.
No, your rent would stay the same, and you could charge your significant other half of your share of the rent. But the other person's rent's not going down.
Well, that's not fair to them. I mean, because everything should be split three ways if it's three people.
No, because they're a couple. And if their money's together, it doesn't even make sense.
Well, see, that's the problem. Because if whenever I've been with someone, my shit's always been separate. I ain't moving my shit in.
Right, but okay, even if when you were with Jason, if you and Jason moved in with two other people, okay, you live with Amy, and let's say Jason moves in with you two. Her rent doesn't go down, but yours is going to, because he's going to pay half of your share of the rent.
Yeah, but I would be expecting that hers should go down, too, because I was living with her first. Like,
no,
that's not
because
fair.
You're a couple.
Couples
it's
don't get
different.
Special treatment.
Yeah, they do.
It's not special treatment. It's just how it works. It's what everybody does. Like, this
you pay
is not
for
something
room.
New.
You pay for the bed or you pay for the room. Like, it's based off of occupancy. It's not based off of occupancy. It's based off of how much space you take. Like, if we let's say me and my boyfriend had someone move in, they would pay for their room. We're paying for our room. And then, obviously, we share the common areas. They're not
well, all right.
Pay.
So in this scenario, when we're talking about this kitchen, since I'm paying
uh-huh.
for half of the kitchen, and Jeffrey and Joe are paying for half of the kitchen.
We share
my
the common
half
areas.
Is bigger.
You share the common areas. You're paying for your bed. You share the common areas.
Yeah, no. That's not how that rolls. If it's going to be all like that, I'm going to be having that shit mapped out square footage-wise.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me? I'm never
I get half, and then those two have to split their half, so they only get a quarter each.
Of the refrigerator?
Yep. Since I'm paying for half, I get a whole shelf. They each get half a shelf.
That would be like if little Shannon moved in with us, and I charged her $450 for her room, and then she got with somebody, and they moved in too, I'm not going to charge her more.
Right, it wouldn't. Everyone's would go down.
No. Her rent's
going
to stay the same, and now she's only paying half that because her significant other, hopefully, is paying half of her share of the $450.
Well, that's not fair. Everyone should share in the wealth.
No, because they're not taking up, if they were taking up another bedroom, like let's say if they got together and they were like, hey, can we take over this other bedroom because we have so much stuff? Well, okay, then their rent could go up because now they're taking up two rooms instead of one. You see what I'm saying?
Look, I see what you're saying, but I don't agree with it, so pretty much all bets are off.
That's so funny. Mike, you are like Elisa. Whenever Elisa came to Vegas, she lives with her boyfriend, Nate. She is like a dictator. They keep their money completely separate, and when we all go to dinner, it's two of us. It was me and my boyfriend and her boyfriend. We get the check. My boyfriend looks at the check, and he takes his wallet out, and he pays for both of us. Elisa grabs the check. She whips out a calculator and does the math and is like, okay, boyfriend, give me $48. And he whips in his wallet, pulls out $48, gives it to her, and then she goes in her wallet and pulls out $48 and puts it in.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah, and we were looking at that like, what? They live together, though. Their finances are completely commingled. Like, you know, when me and my friends go out, we don't do that. We don't say, hey, you owe me $21.51.
Right.
You know, we say, okay, I got it, or okay, you got it, or let's split it. But
usually
it's not that serious.
We're not, we're not even going to count dollars and cents. You're just going to count.
Right.
Yeah. It's only like the only time that changes is if like someone's there and they're having, like, you had like five cocktails and you had water. Then obviously, you know,
yeah.
It's like,
and I'm the one that has five cocktails, so I'm used to having the bigger portion, so, you know, that's fine. I don't care. But we were just taken aback by it, and we were laughing because, you know, they live together. They do that for every simple little tiny little thing. It seemed like a bit much to us.
Right. It is a bit much.
But, you know, he didn't have a problem with it. He's like, okay, here's your $48. And she's like, okay, here's my $48. And, you know, everybody was happy.
Right. Craziness.
That is how dinners are going to be with Mike J.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be like, my $3.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, if we go out to dinner, like, with Mike, I wouldn't expect him to pay half the bill. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, Joe and I are obviously two people. That's different because it's something you're consuming. Now,
right.
Like, if we, like, when we go out to dinner with little Shan or whatever, like, usually, like, we'll pick up the tab or, you know, and it's not a big deal because it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? What's $10? Now, we go out to dinner with my parents. Either one of us will usually pay, treat the other couple, Or, you know, there's been weeks, like, we just, mom splits the bill in half. It doesn't matter. Like, somebody's will be maybe $5 more 1 week or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, you know, my mother's like, you know, we'll split the food cost or whatever. That's fine. But she's like, yeah, I'll get drinks. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. My mom will be like, I'll pay for the dinner, but you guys pay for your liquor. I ain't getting the drink.
Oh,
somebody's here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a special friend of the show who I can't wait to get this bitch's opinion. Miss Madison.
Hey,
girl.
Hey. I am all painted up. I got a show tonight, and I had to make sure that I called in and talked to my favorite girls, my donkey,
oh,
and the old motherfucker on the other side.
That's right.
Well, Madison, what we need from you right now is we're talking about if you went on a vacation with, you know, friends of yours that were a couple, do you expect for the bill for the hotel room to be divided in threes, or are you paying half?
If I was on vacation
mm-hmm.
with a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not talking about food. We're talking about
the
room.
Thing. They better be paying for the whole goddamn thing if I'm on vacation with them. Sure. If I'm on vacation, I'm the entertainment. And that's coming along with a price. I'm
and
kidding.
They have to pay for that.
No, I would say it would go three ways. My favorite position.
Okay.
You
know Madison saying this because Madison wants to land Michael next week.
That's so true. I'll just pay to sit on that in the hotel room. Oh, wait, that makes me sound like a hooker. Never mind.
Okay, you realize Mike's coming here. Mike will be here Wednesday night. Just a little tip. I'm tipping you off now.
What time?
What's that? Mike wants to play just a tip on Wednesday?
He'll probably
I'll
be here by 8.
By 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
He'll probably
oh, shit.
Closer to
my
9.
And Katrina
I'll
be will
getting
be here.
I'll be getting off work, and I'm driving out to Auburn.
Hey, it's a party.
I'm telling you that. I will bring vodka and condoms.
Will you do my makeup?
Well, I have a makeup artist, darling, and I have to bring somebody else. Darling, I'm a diva. We don't do anything. I have Twinkies as my DDs. I have people, straight men to carry all my shit. And then I have a makeup artist.
I am very proud of you.
I have a wig stylist, too. I do my own fashion, though, because big girls are the ones that need to dress big girls because tents don't look good on us.
Neither
I have a boy running around.
Outfit. I'm just saying.
Well, are you visiting your staff before the wedding? Are you going to be all made up?
What?
No.
Say that again?
You cannot come to the wedding in drag. My uncle will have a shit fit.
How will he know until I open my mouth?
Oh, God.
And
don't
gonna,
do it. Don't
I'll, be
do
in
it.
Michael's, I'll be in Michael's lap all the whole time.
Oh,
man. Awesome. You know you're not going to be quiet that whole wedding.
Oh, honey. Right before they say, does anybody have any objections? I'll be like, I got a few of them. And then that'll be the first time Jeffrey goes, you can sit the fuck right down right now. And I'll be like, I have the videotape.
On Mike's lap.
He would say that.
Why is Mike being so quiet? Michael, where are you?
He gets quiet when he's being shy.
Oh, sorry. I was reading some more Jello shot recipes.
Oh, yeah. Madison is going to try to come sit on your junk.
You understand that that'll be the first thing I do. I won't even say hi to Jeffrey. If you want to keep me quiet during the wedding, just put the donkey in my mouth.
Oh.
Well, you know, I had one of those cast-a-willy things made, so, yeah.
Clone-a-willy,
sorry.
Oh.
Those what? You got to speak layman's terms to the drag queen.
I had them.
You haven't heard of
Clone-a-willy? Clone-a-willy.
Yeah.
What about your willy?
I cloned it
just for you.
Oh, you. That's fine. You can clone it. We can use that and the real thing. Because I don't use imitation. Mm-mm. I'm going to enjoy every single piece of reality.
Well, Madison,
this
darling,
show's
thank
taken
you
a
so
turn
much for
the
calling
worse.
In, honey. We've got like 10 more things to, we've got 10 more things to get to.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody before I went to the show. Y'all are absolutely fabulous, and Jeffrey, you're old.
Thanks, bitch. Good luck with your show tonight at Trex in Syracuse. If anybody's in the hood, go check it out. College Nights with Frito-Lay. Okay, who's doing that dishes?
No, that's me. I'm filling up the bathtub.
Well, girl, you think maybe you could, like, turn it on and walk away or something?
No, I'm in the tub, and I'm filling it up.
Oh, my.
Mikey, do you want to get to your primetime update or take another call first? What do you want to do?
We'll get to the news so we can mute Katrina for just 2 minutes while we do that. Oh, good God. All right.
Yes.
She'll, we'll be back to her in about 2 minutes, Katrina. Get your tub filled. All right, let's do this. Good evening, Jeff, Karen, and Kat. Good evening, everyone. Bang, bang, bang to the 17th power. Wednesday's 4th of July celebrations in New York City were marred by a streak of violence, with NYPD officials confirming that 17 people were shot on Wednesday. The New York Post reports one victim, a 33-year-old man in the Flatlands neighborhood of Brooklyn, died from a fatal shooting to his head. Two unrelated shootouts within 15 minutes of each other also injured five. Also on Wednesday, an MTA police officer was stabbed in the eye by an unprovoked, deranged man wielding a knife at a Long Island Railroad station in Queens. The officer has since undergone over 4 hours of surgery and has been taken out of intensive care. When the day was done, a total of 17 people were shot in New York this 4th of July. Sink or swim, a lifeguard who helped save a drowning man outside of his assigned patrol area was fired by his employer. CBS station WFOR reports that Thomas Lopez was fired Monday by Orlando-based Jeff Ellis and Associates because he broke a company rule and could have put beachgoers in his section of Hollandale Beach in jeopardy. On Monday afternoon, a beachgoer had rushed to Lopez's stand asking for help. Lopez said he saw a man struggling in the water south of his post and ran to his aid. After the rescue, Lopez said his boss asked him to fill out an incident report and then fired him for leaving his assigned area. Bath salts strike again. A new mother has been charged with smoking the powerful synthetic stimulant known as bath salts 2 days after she gave birth while still in the maternity ward of a central Pennsylvania hospital. Online court records don't list an attorney for 31-year-old Carla Murphy of Altoona, who is charged with aggravated assault and various drug counts for allegedly stripping naked and fighting with staff at the Altoona Regional Hospital on June 17th. The Altoona Mirror reports hospital police had to be called to subdue Murphy after she stripped and rolled around on the shower floor. Police later found the drugs in Murphy's personal effects at her home. Unbelievable. For all these stories and so much more, make sure you're recapping online at unscriptedradio.com and on your iPhone, iPad, or Android devices by downloading the Stitcher app. From the news desk, I'm Mike J. Jeff, Karen, and Katrina, back to you.
Wow. This bath salt thing is, like, really out of control.
It's ridiculous, and I don't believe it.
Gosh. You don't
I don't
it?
Believe that it's actual bath salts. Like I said, I've made bath salts before. It's made out of fucking salt.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a drug. They just nicknamed it that.
What kind of salts you got in your tub right now, now that we know you're in the bath?
I got these, it's this, my favorite spa here in town is the Qua Spa at Caesars. And if you get the couples treatment, they give you a gift. So it's this some kind of thing that they made me, and then they give you this fancy little spoon set. It's a set of spoons that you are supposed to use to scoop your salt in.
Oh, my.
So I'm using the Qua Spa Special.
Wow.
It smells amazing. Since you're asking. And I wouldn't eat it. But if I did eat it, I don't think I'd get all crazy and eat weird shit. Just saying.
Just saying.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah. So what else is going on, kids?
Well, we do have another caller. Mike, can you get him on the line? I'm going to check our YouTube stuff and see who's in the lead.
Cool. I would suggest checking our friend from Australia so you don't waste your time with the others. But just kidding.
Last time he was not in the lead. We should. Is he in the lead now?
Well, we'll let Jeff check.
Okay.
All right, but I know we have Deidre on the line who's been waiting. She has a question for Karen, and I know she wanted to weigh in on the whole topic of paying.
Okay, bring it on, Deidre.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of you. And
thank you.
And I've been trying to become an actress, but it's really, let's just say it's really hard around here. And I just wanted to say that I really respect you a lot, and I've been watching you, watching all the things that you've been doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Deidre. I really appreciate your support.
It's no problem, and I'm sorry, what was the question again? I kind of went fangirlish when I first saw the thing.
The question, I think we were just trying to get your opinion on the whole thing with Mike J and Jeffrey, you know, running this house and Mike having his room, Jeffrey and Joe having their room, and Mike wanting to split it three ways, where Jeffrey's like, we split it in half. What do you think? How do you think that would go?
Well, it's definitely like it would be some drama big time.
Yep.
But I went to an anime convention and had to stay in a room with a person, and there was about six of us in one room, five girls and one guy, and we everybody.
You're all single though, right?
Oh yeah. One person wasn't. It's hard. It's not easy.
You are because you have good taste. So how did you split it between the six people? But then again, it's not like you guys had six beds, right?
No. We had.
So that complicates things.
Different. It's a different, yeah, because then you're just paying individually because you're all getting the same amount of floor. Or you pay extra to get a bed.
Right.
You know?
Actually, what was messed up was that they had me paying extra because my cousin was paying for my anime convention ticket since that was my first anime convention. And if another person would come in, I would also say for them to like equally pay this the same prices that the others are paying though.
What?
I guess also depending on the situation though as well.
I'm so confused, but okay.
It gets confusing the more people you have.
Deidre, we just want to say thank you so much for calling in. You're such a sweetheart.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm dying to know how much it costs when you split a hotel room six ways.
Right. One room.
Like $10.
I would die.
That must have been a good deal.
Hell yeah.
I know. I would have paid extra to make sure I had a bed and a pillow because it ain't cool if you don't.
I'd have slept in the lobby.
Well, guys, I have an update on our Twitter contest.
Yes.
So right now, the in the lead is Chips and Gravy, the viral video, by Luke, right, Luke?
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw, at 344 views, and then trailing right behind him is Rashid with 302.
Are you sure? Because when I checked the other day, I was texting Karen. Rashid had 390.
Right, you have to actually
unless
click
there's
on
another video that I didn't see, the one that I'm looking at that says for the viral video contest, says 302.
So where do we check? Do we check on the actual YouTube video, or do we check
on... I went to the actual YouTube video, because, like, when I clicked, or when I just searched it, like, the counts were off, so I had to go click each video.
Yeah,
so
you gotta
for
click
everybody
each
else
video.
That's entering, you know, you guys got to catch up, so you need to go tell all your friends, promote it on your Facebook page, send it on your Twitter page. You know what? If you guys are fans of Power Rangers... Go on the Facebook fan pages of Power Rangers and tell them, this, you know, I'm doing this promo video for Karen Ashley, Aisha Campbell's radio show. Let them know. Get them to help you. Go to all the fan pages. It has like 100,000 people that like it. You know, if you're a Katrina Johnson fan and you're all that, go to the Nickelodeon pages. Go to the all that fan pages on Facebook and tell these guys what you're doing and you're trying to get their radio show. Go get them involved. Go to IMBD and go to the all that page and the Power Ranger pages. Go to Karen Ashley's page. Go to Katrina Johnson's pages. Go find those message boards and promote the shit out of your video. Just make sure you tell people it's for Karen Ashley's radio show or Katrina Johnson's or, well, Mike and I don't really have those pages. So you could just tell our friends. Tweet like crazy. Tweet your favorite celebrities. Tweet other Power Rangers. Tweet other all that people and see if they'll retweet your link to your video and tell them you need help. Just tweet your regular celebrities and tell them you're trying to win this contest to take over this radio show. You can do it.
We got someone.
Have to be creative.
Somebody's on the line. Who is it?
It's Toka. We got sick of hearing Jeffrey talking.
You know what? You're such a fucking bitch. You bitch that I don't do shit, that I don't promote shit, and then when I do, you fucking cut me off. You're a fucking...
I thought you did a good job, Jeffrey. You did good,
no,
Jeffrey.
No, actually, Jeff, I'm going to make you happy. I agree you to an extent about the hotel thing, but here's my little caveat that I wish to mention.
Okay. Go for it.
I think that no matter what, Mike has to pay for two beds because of Donkey.
Oh! Mike,
double
that is a good point. Mike, what do you have to say about that there, buddy?
I think that's fresh, and I'm a little concerned that Toku is thinking about my donkey in such ways.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's been mentioned so many times.
And it takes up space.
You got to take it for what everyone else says.
Although look, if I'm gonna pay half, then in that one house, I think I should be getting my master bedroom since I'm paying half.
Honestly, Mike, from what I'm hearing, from everyone else, you'd need not just the master bedroom, you'd probably need the master bathroom, specifically the tub, just for it.
Hell yeah, now we're talking. Private bathroom, private bedroom, now I'm in.
Wow.
I can keep private balcony.
But just know that with that premium service, has to come a premium price.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard you get what you pay for?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
That's why I'm expensive, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, I had to go down the fresh lane.
Like, this is the thing. If you thought about it in terms of a cruise, like, when you go to a cruise, let's say me and a bunch of friends were going on a cruise, and they basically were like, if you want a room, this is what the room costs. Now, you decided, like, I went on the cruise, and my room was obviously more expensive because at the time I didn't have a boyfriend. But my girlfriend went with her boyfriend, so their room was less expensive, but the rooms were the same price. So I ended up paying more than they paid for my cruise because I had a room all to myself. But her and her boyfriend split their room. So, therefore, their cost was less. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm going to say you had a better cruise because those rooms are small and it sucks to share.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. The price of the room was still the same price. It was still the same price. It was just a matter of how they split it or how they figured it out.
Well, yeah, but that's...
And honestly, guys, if Mike's involved in any way, he should automatically have to pay double just because.
Mike, your ace in the hand is selling you out, buddy.
Yeah, that's the last time I ever asked him to look up any area codes for me.
Oh, I'm still here as your helper. I just got to give you some crap every now and then, dude.
Oh, there you go.
Good Lord.
You know how it is. You got to have fun. And that's all this is. It's fun.
Well, I'm glad, Mike.
It's fun to make you pay extra.
For listening every night, because we're just, we got down to like the last 4.5 minutes, so I got to start wrapping this up quickly.
Well,
all
right,
you guys
have
a good
one.
Can we do it in 4 minutes? Thank you, Toku. I don't know. Ask Miss Ashley.
Sharon can have as much time as she wants.
What do I need? What am I doing? What's going on?
It's Thursday.
Thursday throwdown, maybe?
Oh, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it as a Friday throwdown. It's cool.
Because okay.
I've actually got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, so I mean, it's all good. We'll just do it tomorrow. It'll be fine. I really enjoyed the conversation about Mike and the room. And I love the different perspectives, you know, like obviously some people in the chat room agreed with us, but Madison agreed with Mike, and it's just all skewed. So I guess it's all interpretation.
Well, my interpretation is if you go anywhere with me, you got to pay.
Right. There you have it. And that is what it is. Michael J.
I feel you. I'm just saying that if I'm going to end up paying as much to rent half of a house and
mm-hmm.
I can have an entire hotel room to myself, mm-hmm. then I'll stay in the hotel.
I think that would be a lot
Jeffrey,
better.
Your turn. What are your thoughts, Jeffrey?
He can stay in the hotel and pay more than he's a fucking fool. Then he's going to have to drive. We're going to have two rental cars, so he's going to end up paying out of the fucking ass.
I'll take a taxi. I will learn. I use public transportation.
And he's so sweet. Like, it just shows how good of a friend he is. Like, this is technically Joe and I's honeymoon that I'm going and doing. Instead of going on a real honeymoon, I'm having a working fucking honeymoon where we're filming a reality show, and, like, I'm sacrificing that to better our lives and to fucking do something with ourselves and trying to take one for the team, and yet this bitch is bickering over a couple hundred fucking dollars. Like, it really shows what a good friend he is. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Anything I can do to help?
Final thoughts?
I thought that was my final thought.
Oh, okay. I'll give you one more final since he kind of went long.
I don't know. Every time I try to wish somebody happy birthday or plug something, I get cut off anyway. So what the fuck's the difference?
What are you talking about? When did you wish somebody happy birthday? I don't remember.
Did you wish somebody happy birthday today? This boy, you know, he always tries to cut me off, like on Katrina's birthday, where he's like, nope, gotta go.
Jeffrey, you know he was joking, but that was pretty rude. But I think he was joking on that.
It's okay, I'm going to get you drunk, Mama, and I'm going to listen to you all night say how special it was for us to become friends.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing I'd rather hear.
I love her. I think, Katrina, you're going to have to play interference the whole weekend of the wedding. Like, this is
That's fine.
There will not be no interference. Like, this is my wedding. If he fucking goes and does one of his shits, like, there's not going to be interference. It's going to be like, bitch, go home.
No,
there will be none of that. Everybody's going to get some, and everybody's going to be wasted, and everybody's going to have fun.
I love it. Exactly. There's nothing going to be any different than that. Nothing's going to be the best trip, the best memories ever.
And I'm going to fit into a Chinese size, too, if it kills me.
She will be officially anorexic.
Mike J, bring some pliers and duct tape, and we're going to squeeze my sausage ass into that dress.
Will do. And I'll bring a stick of butter.
Hell yeah. Some Crisco. It's a party.
Okay.
Rub her down and get her ready.
That's right.
I love it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace out.
Take a little time to enjoy the financial radio.
Yeah, I'm going to call Susie Orman.
No, don't do it. That makes no. Let's She never said yes.
Call her. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. See what she says. She'll tell me
I
to cancel
like
the whole
it.
Trip. She'll tell me to pay off my credit card.
Good night, everybody. Unscripted Radio, your guiltiest pleasure.
That's right.